This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's a not terrible problem to have. $40 billion with which to do good in the world. Good as your bosses see it should be said. Sue Desmond-Hellman is the CEO of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the biggest by a long shot charitable foundation in the known universe. She's been in the job about 2 years, and today is out with her first letter to the general public entitled, What If? It's a very big picture look at what she and the foundation are thinking. Sue Desmond-Hellman, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You are the guardian, the keeper, if you will, of a big pile of money that comes from Bill and Melinda Gates. They are active in this foundation. What is your role day to day?
Well, day to day, my role is a leadership role as CEO. And the visionaries are Bill, Melinda, and Warren Buffett.
Because he's going to give all his money or most of his money to the foundation when he goes. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So they have established that generosity of spirit, the overriding vision that all lives have equal value comes from them. As CEO, I'm thinking every day about how to translate that generosity and that vision into impact.
I want to run a phrase by you here. We talk a lot about, and in fact, just the last couple of weeks on the program, we've been talking a lot about the bigs, big pharma, big tobacco, big cars, big auto. The Gates Foundation is the biggest of big philanthropy. How do you think philanthropy in this country is viewed today?
Well, Americans have always felt good about generosity. Philanthropy in the U.S. has also always been looked on as asking about what's behind the potential black box. So I do think increasingly as there's more philanthropy, more wealth, and therefore more opportunities for philanthropy, we're hearing more questions about influence, more questions about is big philanthropy good philanthropy? I don't think we'll be able to achieve our ambitions on equity if we have any dents in our reputation. That is an essential guidepost for me, and Bill, Melinda, and Warren share in that and act accordingly.
What is the thing that Gates does worst, right? Where do you need the biggest improvement?
I think that the biggest improvement I'd love to see is how we balance our sense of urgency with the knowledge of the value of time. When you hear that 2.6 million babies in the world die before their 30th birthday, you get mad and you want to get on it and you want to fix it right away. What I'd love for us to have a better sense than we do is how to combine that sense of urgency with the appropriate pace. Bill's been quoted as saying that people overestimate what they can achieve in 1 year and underestimate what they can achieve in a decade. And working with others on getting that right is something I'd love for us to be better at.
There was a line in your letter, kind of buried deep on page 4 or 5 out of a 12-page thing. You wrote, in order to make markets work for the poor, the Gates Foundation takes on financial risk that the private sector can't or won't. You guys have an influence, have an impact on the private market, and it looks like you're not afraid to say so.
No, in fact, I want the talent, commitment, passion, and power of the private sector to be part of that quest to solving things like malaria, HIV, TB, a lot of these very hard problems. We know particular issues suffer from what we call a market failure. There's not a private company in the world that when they're talking to their investors say, wow, this is how we will make our P&L look good. So can we use our capital to stack the deck in favor of companies wanting to work on the issues that we work on with a charitable intent?
Sue Desmond-Hellman is the CEO of the Gates Foundation. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You can read Sue Desmond-Hellman's letter at our website. It's marketplace.org. And you can hear more from her on our Corner Office podcast. Subscribe wherever you like. We are there. New episodes every other Tuesday.